It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To make your life more complicated, this is now Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody.
Hey, how's it going?
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris with Mark Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, inside the
locker room.
Now we're just trolling everybody. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody as we wrap up a Bears game that, well, it just didn't end the way we wanted it to end. They lost 27-24 to the Vikings, and we are having a little bit of fun with our weekend baseball shows by trolling inside the clubhouse and hit and run. Oh, yeah. Wait for it. Are we supposed to wait for the low brass? Is that how this works?
It's a venerable base locker room show.
I just don't know where it comes in the track.
Yes.
So this is a new segment we've debuted called Inside the Locker Room with Mark Grody because, well, he was inside the locker room.
That's right.
And you have more for us from the Bears after the game.
Yes, we've heard from Dio Dangbo, Grady Jarrett, and Cole Kmet. Let's get another representative of the offense for the Bears and Rome Odunze being asked, what happened after that first drive? And everything looked so good. Rome.
It would be fair to say that first drive is something you've really worked on, scripted, and then later things change, and that's part of the challenge of continuing to play well offensively.
That is a challenge in certain aspects. I don't think that was the case in this point. I think, you know, we had our plays. We were dialed in and, you know, executing regardless of what, if it was the, you know, starters or any of the plays that we had on the play sheet. We were able to execute, but we just got to, you know, be able to execute it throughout an entire drive. You know, can't have the, you know, mistakes that keep knocking us back and those different things. And so, yeah.
Man, Rome Odunze, 9 targets, 6 catches, 37 yards. And I know Caleb was trying to force the ball to Rome in a couple of different situations. I could say one out of those misses was probably catchable, but the rest were very difficult. Like, there were times where Rome was coming back, I feel like, to Caleb, where he was the one where the timing was more sound on his end, and then it was a matter of the timing of the throw. Like, I feel like their chemistry was still developing, even though I think he favored him more when it came to the targets. Like, Rome had the most targets out of every Bears receiver yesterday. Olamide Zaccheaus had 7, and then DJ Moore had 5.
What was concerning about it was the fact that, as you said, Layla, it's not, you know, the 6 catches is good. Less than 40 yards on the 6 catches, so that's coming out to 6.2 yards per catch, the 37 yards. That is not ideal, and that's got to be a lot better if this offense wants to move in the way that Ben Johnson has designed it. In fact, if you go up and down, the longs per player, his long was 17 yards, so that means he had 5 other catches for 20 yards, and then Zaccheaus, 16 was his long, and of course DJ Moore had the big one, the 30, and Cole Kmet with the one-handed grab for 31.
Well, but the longs aren't necessarily supposed to be, they do indicate a lack of taking a shot downfield, as we discussed, but it really had more to do with how it was designed too. These are supposed to be yard after catch catches, and that was part of it too, where if the yak in the rack isn't as much as you'd like it to be, which is what we're seeing, you know, that it sounds like they were getting to the place on the field where, unfortunately, the timing wasn't enough to where they weren't creating the space as what they needed to get the yards, or there was an issue as far as either defensive coverages or what we were seeing in the pocket. I really think it goes back to what we were seeing out of the snap.
Yeah, and Caleb did get the ball to 8 different receivers on the day, and we've talked plenty about, I mean, it makes sense that you would want Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze to grow together, right? To be the number one target, to be the guy, considering where he's drafted, considering that he's under his rookie contract. But as I said yesterday, I think early on, and it kind of played out that way, that DJ Moore has to be your friend. He has to be your comfort because he knows, as Ben Johnson said about Braxton Jones, DJ Moore knows what he's doing out there. So that's the guy that's going to get the ball. He also had 3 rushes
Yes, for 8 yards.
8 yards. Yeah, that would be a long of five. You'll probably see more of that. Luther Burden III, the one catch, negative 3 yards. He did have a nice kick return of, I think it was 45 yards.
Yeah,
or right so. The half.
But, I mean, I thought that it was going to be slow early going for Luther Burden. It was something that we did talk about with Dan Weider on the Take the North podcast. Like, he was my prediction for the guy that everybody's going to be like, where's Luther Burden? And I do think some of that still goes back to what he missed in the offseason program, OTAs, rookie minicamp, all of that kind of stuff. I still think he's playing a little bit of catch-up. I think he could still be great. And we saw some of that athleticism on the kick return. But I do think it's going to take a while before he is fully trusted by Ben Johnson and even Caleb Williams.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some degree.
Incorporating Luther Burden into the ball game is not my top priority when I'm still trying to figure out how to get the group of eight more than 21 catches overall. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I need DJ Moore to have more than three catches in this game. He did what he could with them. You know, Roma Dunze had six, but how were they utilized? Like, as we saw, what were you doing with those? Like, that was a bigger piece of it for me. And I think, again, also, because of all the way that these drives ended after the first touchdown drive, we're still talking about a Bears team that didn't run enough plays.
Yeah, I think when you look at the totals, it's stark contrast. J.J. McCarthy with only 20 attempts, right? And then understanding that McCarthy ends up with a couple of carries for 25 yards. The difference is Caleb Williams threw the ball 35 times, but there were really 41 pass plays out there. Because when he ran, it was not by design. It was six carries for 58 yards where he was on the move, scrambling, trying to make something happen off script.
Right, but if you're adding up 35 attempts plus 26 carries, then you're still 5 and 6 is 11. So therefore, you're still at like 61 plays there.
Oh, yeah. It's 60. They ran 63 plays on offense in total. I think the biggest thing is, because you want the ball to be spread around, the distribution piece of it, I think that's going to be a game-by-game situation. And for DJ Moore, even though I don't agree with necessarily what those touches looked like, he did have three touches out of the backfield on carries. I don't know that it was what I was expecting, though.
Yeah, not necessarily. And yeah, look, you know, the jury is still out on DeAndre Swift as far as running the football is concerned. And Layla, you and I talked, I think you brought it up, the drive that ultimately ended with the Santos missed 50-yard field goal was so frustrating because you did have a bunch of DeAndre Swift on that drive. You had a 9-yarder from Swift on the ground. You had another carry from Swift of 12 yards on that. He plowed for 5 yards. And then you end up missing the hold on Darnell Wright, which was a bad call, the overthrow to Komet, which should have been a layup, and then a 2nd and 20 grounding, which leads to a missed 50-yard field goal. That had the beginnings of a good, you know, Ben Johnson run the ball and then pass when you have to drive, and then then he misses it. And so, to me, that's one of the most disappointing parts about the whole game.
The best Swift carry of the game was that drive when he just powers for the 5 yards.
It was a great drive for Swift, and then the drive went flat.
That's what they said on the broadcast, too. It had to do with other issues as well on it, though. Again, I think the referees need to go back and look at that holding call, because that's good technique. That's just solid offensive lineman technique. And they were having issues spotting the ball. Like, there was a lot of issues with that. But it's also the fact that what we are missing in this is Caleb Williams did the damn thing when it came to drawing a player off sides, too. Like, he finally got his count. It was cadence, motion, cadence, drawn offsides. So he gets the offsides call there too, which is fantastic. That's something you definitely wanted to see. That was improvement. And then it was just issue after issue after issue. And then culminating with that missed field goal, the 50-yarder. and people are skeptical when it comes to momentum. But you can tell when another team knows the other team is, they've got them on their heels. You can tell during a game. And I think that was the point for the Vikings where they really knew that they were able to strike, and they did so. They answer going down the field, 60 yards, six plays, 242, touchdown. And that's when they closed the gap at that point to 17-12, and we saw what happened afterward. Bears go three and out. They get another touchdown, and they take the lead. That's momentum illustrated in a play-by-play.
And I'm literally looking around the press box for anybody who could explain it to me. I'm like, Haw, can you help me? Ruthie, somebody help me? What is happening? And everybody's like, Grody, you know what's happening here. You've seen this before. Stop acting like you ain't been here before. I'm like, yep, you're right. Bears.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.